This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur with your host, Steve Kidd, third-generation minister and business coach. Join Steve and his guests to get answers to your questions and help break through to the next level in your business.
This is Steve. Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur. Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm always delighted that you choose to spend the time with us. We are celebrating today. Many of you know that Kathy and I have been working with game changers, thought leaders, authors, coaches to help them become best-selling authors on Amazon. And you know there's a lot of people that have hit that status. I am fortunate today to get to have you hear directly from a few of them about their fantastic books. I look forward to introducing them to you, and I hope that throughout the course of the interviews with these people, you will gain some useful tips and some insight as you become a thriving entrepreneur. I'm here with Parisia Umscheid, and we are talking about her new book, Find Your Inner Ninja, Learning to Embrace Your Life's Journey. I got to tell you guys, this is an exciting book that is going to motivate you. Whether you like the TV show Ninja Warrior or not, you will find that whatever you're passionate about, this is going to kick you up a notch. So join me in welcoming Parisia. Hi, Parisia. How are you today?
Hi, thank you so much for having me today. I'm doing great.
Oh, thanks for being with us. You know, Kathy and I have the advantage of being able to get to know you personally, but for the folks that haven't met you, tell us a little bit about you.
Sure. Well, my name is Parisia. I am a 44-year-old mom of three kids, and I am training to be the next American Ninja Warrior.
That's pretty awesome.
Thank you so much. So I didn't always start off growing up born to be a ninja. I actually grew up all over the world. I was born in Paris, and my grandfather was the former prime minister of Thailand. So I grew up in a very traditional Asian family where girls were not supposed to do sports but were supposed to excel in school. So I didn't really quite fit that mold, and I discovered sports early on in school and just kind of love sports, love anything that had to do with athletics.
And so, you know, it's kind of a different way of looking at things, but what got you to the place where you decided you wanted to be the next American Ninja Warrior?
Well, this is a very sad story as to what made me decide, yes, today I am going to train to be the next American Ninja Warrior. I had discovered CrossFit a few years ago, and through CrossFit, I had made a connection with another mom who we used to always joke that she was my CrossFit twin because we both were moms. We both had three kids. We were both Asian, and we were both very short. We were both 5'2" and under. And unfortunately, my friend lost her battle with stage 4 lung cancer on September 3rd, very recently. And before she passed away, she left a message for all of her friends. And her message was to live your life fully and don't wait. She said, learn from me, don't wait. Mm-hmm. And after she passed away, I had been hearing, we've been watching the show American Ninja Warrior. I worked with kids after school in a fitness program. And they would always say to me, Coach P, you should be the next American Ninja Warrior. And I would laugh it off and say, Coach P is way too old to be a ninja. That's not for Coach P. And then after Cindy passed away, I really started thinking about, why should I not be the next American Ninja Warrior? I should train to be the next American Ninja Warrior. And why wait? So I'm really taking my friend's words and really doing exactly what she advised, live life fully.
I love that. Really learning to live life fully and embracing where you are right now. So
absolutely.
Tell us a little bit about your journey. I mean, what's it like to, train to be a ninja warrior?
Well, first of all, it is so much fun. So to be a ninja is really to be like a 7-year-old boy at the playground, and you get to do whatever you want to do. And I am really having fun embracing what I get to do every day. I have my family who supports me and who come up with fun obstacles for me to do at the playground. I've been fortunate enough where I have this community of people who are so supportive of my goals. So what I did first was I decided to share with everyone that this is what I want to do. And when I put it out there, the whole community embraced it and said, what can we do to help? Have you heard of this place for training? Do you know this? You should go here. And I really find myself full of so much support and love for this journey that I'm on.
It's so much fun. You know, I'm in the process actually of helping you edit your video, and I love the different things that you've got. You know, I wish everybody can. In fact, we should send it out on YouTube, regardless of what the folks from Ninja Warrior do, it because it's so much fun to watch the little kids and they're talking about, you know, Coach P, Coach P, she's going to be the next American Ninja Warrior.
They're so cute, and they're so excited. And so it's funny that now everybody knows in my community that when they see me, they always ask me, how's your training going? And have you done this yet? Have you run up a warp wall? Have you done this? So it's really fun because I feel like a little celebrity with all the little kids. And, you know, it's like, Coach P's here. Or if they see me out in public, they get very excited to see me.
And I think more than anything, we all need to find that in our lives, something that we can be our own little celebrity in our own community.
Absolutely, yes. I think it's really important as we, you know, as I'm in my 40s, I really do think about my future in terms of when I'm 70. And I want to look back when I'm 70 and say, did I do everything that I could possibly have done? And maybe 44 seems too old to be training for the next American Ninja Warrior, but if my body is still allowing me to do the things that need to be done to be a Ninja Warrior, why shouldn't I do it now? So I really think about my what I do today based on, if I was to look back on my life, would I be proud of myself and the decisions I make?
I think that's important for all of us, is to live our life to the fullest today. And, you know, I mean, I heard a long time ago, Tony Robbins said, he goes, you know, there's nobody that's in their rocking chair that sits back and says, you know, hey, I wish I had done more dishes.
Very true. Very true.
So
no, it's definitely.
Yeah. So if you could answer the question, if I knew then what I know now, what have you learned in the last 60 days of your journey?
My last 60 days, I have learned that patience is going to be key, because we live in a society now that we get everything on demand. Everything is instantaneous. We snap our fingers, we click on something, we get the answer right away. With ninja training, you have to be very patient, because it's not like I declared, today I'm going to be a ninja and tomorrow I'm on the show and I made it, I hit the buzzer. It's really the step to it. And so I realize now, I have to be really patient. I have to be patient with my progression, and I have to be really patient with the time I have to spend as well, and not beat myself up because, you know, today I was unable to stay on the balance beam because I fell off. I have to be really patient that this is a progression, and I have to just stick with it. And there's going to be days that are good, and there's going to be days, honestly, that training is not fun and it's not good, but I have to know that there will be more good days than the bad days to get me through.
I like that too. Embracing the good days and letting go of the bad days. I mean, we all have them. It's not like...
Absolutely. Oh, yes. Absolutely. Not all training days are ninja fantastic. I'll tell you that.
Although I do remember, I saw in Periscope you were doing a training day, and it was, as we have here in Oregon, it was raining. And I was so proud of you because, you know, you were still in there doing all these crazy things in the rain.
Yes. I figure it's a worst-case scenario that it's raining, everything is slippery, and I'm holding the phone trying to do, you know, trying to climb, so... I like the worst case scenario, because then I think, well, on the course, it's not going to be like that. So if I can train myself to do a pull up when the bars are all wet, then I think it'll be like Disneyland when I get to the course.
So help people out. I mean, I know that not everybody is necessarily going to train to be the next American Ninja Warrior, but what can a person do? What action could they take in their life today to really start embracing their life's journey?
I think we all have a passion and a strength. Everyone does. And we all have a gift. And I think we have to really dig deep. And it could be going back to your childhood and what you like to do as a child. And I think that's where we start. And I like to make a list. I love to make a list and check it off. And I write down what it is that you really love to do as a child. It, of course, it doesn't have to be Ninja Warrior, but maybe you love to paint. Maybe you love to sing. Start right there. Write down, I love to paint. And then think about, what can I do right now with painting? Well, maybe you can go to the art supply store and get some canvases and start painting again. And then from that, it could be, maybe I want my painting to be on display somewhere. And that can be your final result, your end goal that you want to happen. And that would be my recommendation, is to start off with, what was your passion when you were a child? Because I think that's where it all comes down to. When you're a child, you don't think about, oh, these are my strengths and these are my weaknesses. You should think about what you love to do. And that's what we want to bring back, what you love to do.
I think that's good for all of us, is to discover first what it was that we used to love to do and then really embrace our passion.
Yes.
Well, Parija, I appreciate you taking the time with us today. Her book, Find Your Inner Ninja, Learning to Embrace Your Life's Journey, has come out on Amazon, and it was a bestseller in two categories already. As we help embrace Parija's journey and all the rest of us, Parija, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you so much. It's been really fun.
Parija Umshide, her book, Find Your Inner Ninja, Learning to Embrace Your Life's Journey, is available now on Amazon.com. And I encourage you to pick it up, whether you're going after a Ninja Warrior certificate or you just want to exceed in your life and business. This book will help you. You are listening to Thriving Entrepreneur.
I'm looking for a certain kind of woman, and I think you know her. She's an entrepreneur that is highly connected, successful, significant in her own industry, and considered the go-to woman in her community. She's received so much from so many women in business, she's ready to give back to others on their journey, lifting as she climbs. Hi, this is Sandra Yancey, and I'm the founder and CEO of eWomen Network. I'm looking to connect with the woman I've just described who lives in your community so that we might have a conversation about how eWomen Network's proven success system can provide her a platform to elevate her success and ability to support women in business. Our international community of managing directors are influencing the speed of success for women in business around the world. If that sounds like something that you want to be part of or know someone we should talk with, send an email to managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com. That's managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com, and let's start the conversation.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Well, you'll be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to wehelpyouthrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve. We are here today spotlighting some of the amazing people that we have been blessed to work with to help them become best-selling authors on Amazon. We're now going to talk about a book that's due to come out on Saturday, the day after Christmas, if you're listening live, and it is going to help you see the hope and the promise, even in the darkest and most difficult of situations. I'm here today with Vanessa Smith, and she's talking about her new book, Kingdom Treasures, The Father's Love for His Daughters. This, guys, I can't even begin to tell you, this book made me cry from about 3 sentences in, and I didn't stop through the whole book, but I did read the whole thing. It's a short read, so it's easy for you to get through, and I just applaud you, Vanessa, for your open honesty in helping people and sharing your message. Join me in welcoming Vanessa Smith. Hi, Vanessa.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing great. The book is called Kingdom Treasures, The Father's Love for His Daughters. Tell us a little bit about your life and your experience with your father.
Okay. The Kingdom Treasures, I actually didn't have my father in my life multiple years, probably as early as 5 or 6 years old. And throughout my adult life, you know, he was not around. He was out of state. And so we didn't see each other very often, didn't communicate very often, didn't really have a real relationship with my father. My mother encouraged the relationship to reach out to my father at different times. And in the years just went on, and, you know, next thing you know, we're adults, and our lives had gone in different directions, and so he wasn't really there, and so that's where the Kingdom Treasures really comes from, and really knowing and understanding the Father's love.
So you talk a lot about how you have a father, an earthly father, but you have a father that, in spite of your earthly father's shortcomings, that was able to step in and always be there for you. Can you talk to us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, absolutely. I used to remember being in church many of my years, growing up in church, having parents, my grandparents were pastors, and my mother was also a pastor. And I used to hear people talk about God being the Father. And I, you know, it's kind of surface, man. I heard it, but I didn't really have that in my heart. And so it wasn't because I didn't want it there. It was just because I didn't really understand the earthly relationship between the daughter and the father. And the one thing about me that I mentioned in the book is I was a daddy's girl. And that was definitely a joke with my mother, and she would laugh about that. But I didn't really understand what that relationship was like to have a father there. And I believe that was something that God truly wanted me to experience. And so as I continued growing spiritually, that was something he introduced me to through my pastors, just seeing in them the love of a father. And then from that place, it just began to be a hunger for me, that I just really wanted to be open to really receive a father's love. And that's what he really wanted me to have. And so in that process of going through all that, I realized I had a lot of walls up that needed to come down in order for me to really be able to receive the Father's love. And part of that was even the relationship or the lack of relationship with my father.
And so it's been a beautiful journey to receive the Father's love and really see a pure, just unconditional, never-ending love. It's been an awesome journey for me.
And I know you've gone through a lot with the passing of your mom, and you share very much, you know, what impact that had on you. But I have to applaud you for the fact that after going through that experience, you know, you didn't allow it to make you bitter. You actually, in fact, to coin the old phrase, it made you better. And you found yourself reaching out for your earthly father and coming to a place of forgiveness. Talk to the listeners about that place of forgiveness.
Yeah, that place, you know, my mother, her death was very unexpected to us, and she was such a strength and a pillar for us, so my other siblings and I. And so it was just a devastating time. I just really didn't have direction after she passed away. And so as I continued in my experience with church and seeing my pastor speak about forgiveness for your father, and at the time I really didn't think I had an issue with my father, but in my heart there was a place I wasn't free, and there was a place that I believe that was still calloused in my heart. And so it was causing relationships not to be as full as they could be. I couldn't receive and I couldn't give it. And so after one of the Father's Day services, I was just really led of God, I believe, to bring my father to my home state, which I didn't believe he would have been able to do himself since he's already in his 80s now, and brought him here to Maryland where I live. And we just had an awesome time. And truthfully, I was actually humbled by it because it actually, I don't know what I expected out of the trip, but I saw restoration taking place in my father. I didn't really go into it with expectation because prior to it, I had already released it to God. I had already let it go. And so when he came, all I wanted to do was be a blessing to my father. And so that was what we did. That week, it was amazing to me for him to see me as an adult and just want to be around me, want to assist me in my home, want to do things. It was very simple, but it was just a loving trip. And it really just built such a relationship with him, and after that, we continued to communicate on a regular basis. So it was just God's heart, I believe, for me as well as for him, and I don't know who got more out of the trip, whether he did or I did, but he mentioned, you know, he made mistakes, and at that point, it really wasn't even important to me what those mistakes were. I understood, and we couldn't go back to childhood years, but it was a forward. It was going forward from that point, and I was just thankful to be able to have that opportunity while my father was still alive and be able to share that with him.
I know there's a lot of people out there that probably are finding themselves in a similar place to where you were, where, you know, their earthly father or mother, you know, was a human being, is really the way of putting it, and they didn't necessarily always give us what we would have needed, but it's that whole element of forgiveness that you talk about that is just so important in people's lives.
Absolutely.
I mean, tell us a little bit more about the whole concept of realizing what not forgiving your father was doing to you.
Well, not forgiving my father, and I realized I just had such a desire, and I think that's natural. And it goes in both ways, I think, for the daughter, for the son, but you just have a desire for that parent in your life. You need to look at them to see who you are. And so I realized when I put up walls, when I realized I would not see my father on a regular basis, I began to put up walls in my life. And what I didn't realize about those walls is I was protecting the little girl. I was protecting the little Vanessa. No one was going to hurt me like that again. And as a result of that, I not only locked myself in trying to protect myself, I also locked people out. And so from that standpoint, I was not emotionally mature because I really hadn't experienced those type of emotions. And so when I did experience those type of emotions for anyone, even on the smallest level, I pushed them away. And so it limited my capacity to really be able to receive love from others. And it wasn't just male, it was female, whatever it was. It was just, there was only a limited level that I would allow people to go, or as close as I would allow them to come. And so that part was just really eating away at me. It was making my heart callous. It doesn't even mean being a mean person or anything like that, but your love, you know, is limited because you really don't know how to extend further than where you try to protect yourself. And so I realized that growing in my relationship with Christ, that I couldn't be the one to protect myself any longer. And I had to give that over to him. And so he was the only one who could protect that little girl, even though I thought that I could, and I never wanted anyone to hurt her. There was a point that I had to let it go and let him have control over that area of my life. And as he did, he began the process of healing and forgiveness and showing me step by step and lovingly how to forgive and just really walk me through it. When I hit a situation or a circumstance, he just showed me this is a place where you need to let go. You know, this is a place where you need to forgive. And it was a process. And that's the thing that I would say to anyone is that it's a process and you have to be patient with yourself. I would say trust the process that God has for you because he wants to lovingly take you through it and allow you to heal and allow you to forgive.
So I know for some people, the experience that they've had with their earthly father is still a real raw emotion for them. And maybe mm-hmm. they're not, you know, at that place where they can fully deal with it yet. But what's one thing we can leave them with that they could do right now today to begin the process of coming out from?
Okay. I would say probably the first thing that a person can do is just acknowledge that there's something there. I think that's the beginning of it. Because, like I said with myself, I wasn't angry, but I didn't realize there was something underneath all of that. And I would say the one thing is to acknowledge that there's something there, to start at that point. And to be honest with yourself about your emotions, whether they're with the mother or whether they're with the father. Just be very honest about that. And I believe that what happened and what will happen for them is what happened for me. I believe that God knows where you are, and I believe he will help you, even set up people for you to gently take you along the journey, help you along the journey, come alongside you in the journey. But I would just say be open, be available, because it wasn't, I don't think I was the one that initiated. I think it was more that God initiated, but I think I was in a space at that time, and it was a very small step, but it was a step in the beginning to let's just start healing your heart. And for me, I would say that would be the thing that should be open. Just be open to whatever your process is going to be. You don't have to take it on your own. Just acknowledge and just be in agreement with God. If he shows you something that's going on or something with your heart or that issue with your parent, just be open. Just trust that he's taking you through the process. So that's just a starting point, just acknowledging it.
I like that. The book is called Kingdom Treasures, The Father's Love for His Daughters. It's written by Vanessa A. Smith, and it'll be available for you on Amazon. Again, that's Kingdom Treasures, The Father's Love for His Daughters. Vanessa, thank you for taking the time today with us, and I'm just really excited to see people really get a hold of your book and see some lives changed.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And that's the thing for me. That's my desire for them, is just to really see lives change. That's the ultimate purpose, and that is a joy even to have that kind of responsibility.
Vanessa Smith with her book, Kingdom Treasures, that you can grab for free, actually, this Saturday. I really encourage some of you to go out and get that and really embrace the Father's love in your life. I hope that that's touched a lot of you out there's hearts, and that you really, really can embrace love, acceptance, and forgiveness in your own life. We'll be right back. Thank you for listening to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is, you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers. eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who've been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called accelerated networking to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. And once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomenNetwork.com.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best-kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Will you be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to wehelpyouthrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve. Thank you for listening in as we spotlight some of the amazing authors that are on their way to being bestsellers or already have reached there. We have been so blessed in these last couple of months to work with all the folks that we've been working with to help them become Amazon bestsellers. Next, I want to introduce you to somebody who is going to help you embrace the best parts of yourself. I'm here with Jacqueline, and she is talking to us today about Embrace Your Awesome, her brand new book. And I got to tell you, this book is awesome. Thanks so much for joining us today, Jacqueline.
Thanks for having me.
I got to tell you, just even in the beginning process when we were working on this book, I was in tears during part of the time. I had a hard time typing some of the time. This book really, truly is awesome. It's really going to impact lives. So, if you can, just share a little bit with the audience about who you are and what got you to this point.
Well, I am, of course, Jacqueline, and it's the name after my namesake, Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis. I'd like to point that out. I started on this journey of starting Awesome Enterprises, which is my company. I started that really as a life raft for myself. I was in a space where
I could not figure out who I was, and I had come so far from who I knew myself to be, I couldn't find my way back. And so my own journey of getting back to who is Jacqueline, like who am I really, that process really and that whole journey led me to Embrace Your Awesome, and the business that I started is really about helping other people to not just get on that journey, but to get back to discovering who they are and being able to share their amazing works of expression with their world.
And it's so important and so impactful. I mean, the book is like everything I want to say to people every day when I'm on the show, and I appreciate it so much. You know, talk to people about the fact of how important it is for them to share their voice.
It is. It's crucial. I mean, it's crucial for the individual. And it's, for me, it really came when I was in a place where I was suppressed my voice and I was suppressed my gifts, that everything in my life began to fall apart. So I was having medical issues out of the woodworks. I was not connecting with my husband. I felt strained with even my young son. My work relationships were not right. My spirit was not right. My money was not right. Just everything just felt so disconnected and disjointed. And so I was really in a place where even though my life was perfect on paper, I was miserable because I was not in it. It was someone else's dream. And so, you know, just that impact on me with everything falling apart until I finally got my act together and gave myself permission to say, I am awesome. And what I have to share is awesome. And it's needed in this world. When I got to that place, things began to turn around. But it took a lot of work. It took years of work for me to get to that place. So there's that impact on us individually, but then for the people who are waiting for us, the bottom line of Embrace Your Awesome is that your life is here to be shared with others. Every experience that you have, your abilities, your proficiencies, your quirks, your breakdowns, you know, all of your life experience, all of these things bundled together create a perfect container for what you have to share. And it can only reach people the way that you have to share it. There may be thousands or millions of people to, you know, share your story or your experience, but only you can do it. And only the way that you do it can impact people. So while you're struggling with, should I share my voice? Should I step into who I am? Well, am I worthy? While you're dealing with all of that, there are people who are dying and falling apart waiting for you. They're waiting and they're praying for someone. Like, who is this person? Like, where is my solution? Can somebody just please help me? I need so much help. And they're begging and crying out for you. They're begging and crying out for your voice. And until you get to the space where you're willing to own that and to own your piece in it, those folks are less struggling. They're less, you know, crying out for relief, crying out for help. So it's essential that we embrace our awesome and that we allow ourselves to share those amazing works of expression with the world.
That's so true. You know, I'm sure you've experienced it in life as well, but what would you say to the person who, even after knowing now what you just said about how important and impactful our message is, what do you say to the people who are just so overly resistant to that? What would you tell them?
The very first thing is to just, even if there's, I go back to just thinking, kind of hesitate with it, thinking about the space where I was in, where I had convinced myself a little too much that normal was better as opposed to being awesome. And just the idea that, you know, that I am, you know, awesome, like, oh, awesome. But the truth is you are a marvel. You are a miracle. If you have the breath of life, that is a miracle. If you are still here on this planet and millions of people are not, you still have work to do. And so if you're in that space where you know, similar to where I was, it's like, well, I don't know if anyone's going to want to listen to what I have to say, or, you know, I don't think this is all that spectacular. You know, everybody does this. No, everybody doesn't. It doesn't have to be something that's gigantic and, you know, changes the world for generations. I mean, your impact may just be on one person, and that one person goes on to change the trajectory of the world. And there's no way for you to know. There's no way for you to know that until you open yourself and just really recognize first and foremost that you are awesome and that you were designed and created and really crafted with all of these experiences in your life, with all of these, you know, people, quirky things about you that some you love, some you hate. That's all intentional. That's all for you to be in service to someone else. And just recognizing that, getting, allowing yourself to have the permission to say, I'm not sure about this, but I'm just going to play along for now. I'm just going to play along with this idea that I'm awesome. What would I do with that? Like, what would I do with these things? And then taking the first step with what is the one person, it doesn't matter who the person is, the one person that you could share that amazing thing. And your amazing thing might be being able to, handle spreadsheets like nobody's business. Like, I hate spreadsheets. I hate them with a passion. But there's somebody out there who loves them with a passion. And for the person like me who detests them, you would be my answer prayer, because you are making sense of something that I not only despise, but I just can make no sense of. So it's not a matter of your gifts being gigantic or life transforming. Your experience and your perspective is needed, and it really can be of service to those who need you.
I told you Jacqueline was awesome. You guys really have to. I just can't tell you enough. You have to embrace your awesome, and you have to run out and get this book, Embrace Your Awesome by Jacqueline Chaulis. Chaulis is spelled Chaulis. And again, it's Embrace Your Awesome. It's going to be available here on Amazon. Really seriously, run, don't walk. Get this book. No matter what level you're at in life, you need this encouragement to know that you are awesome. Jacqueline, thank you so much for writing this book, and thank you for spending the time with us here today to encourage us all to embrace our awesome.
Thanks so much.
Another great book coming out on Amazon here before the end of the year that will be on special for you. Watch for that book as well, and Embrace Your Awesome. I really, really want to encourage everybody to not just listen to these interviews, but hopefully you're really taking to heart some of these messages. These are some people that have some amazing messages and some great stories to share with you. You're listening to Thriving Entrepreneur. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is, you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers. eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who've been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called accelerated networking to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. And once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomenNetwork.com.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve, and we are here talking today about Amazon bestsellers. There is so much that you have to share. The world needs your message. And we encourage you to share your story with the world. Next, we're going to help you a little bit with the clutter in your life, the clutter in your business, and some secrets to really being effective in the organization of your life and of the things that are in your life. Join me in welcoming Jasmine Alexander. Hi, Jasmine. How are you doing today?
Great, Steve. Thank you for having me.
I appreciate you spending the time. You know, you've got a book that you have developed that really, and really the book is kind of an introduction to the software that you've developed that really helps people take care of all of this stuff in our life. You know, I mean, I wonder how many people that are listening right now have a whole stack of papers on their desk that they're just avoiding. You know what I mean?
Yes, just about everybody. Or they have a box full of stuff sitting somewhere waiting for somebody to organize it.
Well, and the great thing about your book is that it allows a person to really take care of that, as opposed to just filling up that box and then putting on top of it another box and filling it too.
Yes, absolutely. And also the software helps you understand what you're missing. So even though you may have boxes full of stuff, some of your important documents you may not even know you need to have. So it will actually prompt you for things, and then you realize, oh, I need a will, or I need a proxy. So it actually helps you not just organize your information, but also understand what may be missing that you need.
And that's important. So tell us a little bit about how you discovered this.
I spent some time thinking about this when my mom was in the emergency room. And, you know, when I got to the hospital, I didn't have the information that they needed. So it occurred to me that if I was an educated individual and I didn't have that information, so it's thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people who are in the same situation, especially the sandwich generation who are also taking care of their parents. So that's how the idea came to me. And I did a lot of research and found that things, even though there are static ways of storing information, there is not a tool that helps you manage it. So here we have it.
So, why not just shove everything into a Google Doc or upload it to the cloud somewhere?
Well, that is an option. However, it doesn't have the intelligence to tell you when things are expiring, how to share selected documents or selected sections of documents with certain people. So, for example, if you don't want to share your will with your teenage daughter, you don't need to. You can share it with your attorney or your spouse or your executor. But there are other people you can say, well, they can't see this information. So there are a lot of functionality in the software that you cannot get from a digital filing cabinet.
Well, you know, and I mean, I think there's a lot of practical day-to-day life things, like, for example, when your kids go to camp, and the medical information, you know, let's hope that none of them get hurt. But if they do, there's a bunch of information that they need to give to the hospital. And, a Google Doc is probably not going to give them what they need.
Yeah, so with the software, you can create a separate report for the family, for the family member. They can print it out and give it to the coach or the counselor who's, the camp director, that they can take with them. Or you can give the camp counselor the permission to access particular pieces of data. So you can do that as well. And I also wanted to mention that the software, one account is for one family, so it's not an individual. It's not for an individual, it's for the entire family.
So that's important. Yeah, I mean, I know a lot of times when we start talking about this kind of stuff, the natural tendency is for a person to think about, the estate planning and those kind of things. But I think there's a lot of practical day-to-day life that, that we have on all these little scraps of paper that really need to be organized and managed.
Yes. You know, every day there are very many, many practical uses. So, for example, if you're sitting in a doctor's office and you're trying to fill out a form and you need your, you know, medical history or your spouse's medical history, which, you know, you may not have, or your mother's medical history. So, you know, all of that can be saved in the software and accessed while you're sitting at the doctor's office. So you don't have to call people on the phone and say, hey, honey, can you look this up for me? It's in this file cabinet over there.
I wonder how many people, as you said, that were thinking of times when they've been in the doctor's office or, you know, heck, they've been buying a car and they ask you for the names of three references and then you've got to try to go digging through wherever to find, you know, a person's address, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And also emergency contacts. You can keep emergency contacts. So, for example, you know, if there's a hurricane or whatever, you're not scrambling to inform people or let them know where you are, or you can use the software to designate someone as an emergency contact. So you can easily pull that up.
I mean, there's all kinds of things, you know, I mean, whether it be something as simple as the stuff we carry around in our wallets or our purses, our travel documents, you know, information on our pets. And here's a big one, digital access. I mean, how do we get into our accounts, both ourselves or, you know, and again, it doesn't have to be at a death experience. Even if you are gone on vacation and you need somebody to go check out a document for you that's on your computer, or, you know, you're in the hospital and somebody needs to run your business for you for a couple of weeks, how would you give them access? And that's what this the software really does for you.
Yeah, so it allows you to designate all of the accounts that you have. You can store your password as well, which will be encrypted. So you will need to specifically give permission to someone to be able to access that information. You mentioned travel docs. One of the things I actually hear quite a bit from any conference that I'm in is about passports. People go to the airport with an expired passport or a passport that will expire within 6 months, because most people don't know that a lot of countries require that a passport be valid for another 6 months before they will let you on the airplane. So I hear so many stories of people not being able to go on vacation because their passport expired or is about to expire. And also people forget that children's passports expire, minors under 16 expire every 5 years, not every 10 years.
I mean, I know there's a lot of things like the overwhelm of tackling that great big box of information. And we tend to keep getting distracted by life and putting stuff off. But, you know, what would you say to somebody who knows they need to do it but just keep putting it off? What would you say to them?
I would say that it is something that you can prioritize. So let's say you spend 2 hours every week for the next 12 weeks. You can get it done. So, you know, some things, a lot of things you have in your house, you have to just go find it, or on your computer somewhere, or you might have to call, you know, as an attorney for your, or your accountant for your latest tax return so you can upload it. However, a lot of things you have in your house that you can actually organize and digitize easily. The other thing would be that if you do it category by category, then it makes it easier to understand what's missing, so that, you know, when you are going through the software, when it's asking you for things, you will understand what's missing, so you can actually send away for that. So, for example, maybe you can't find the title to your car. That's, you know, that's been already paid out. So you can then say, okay, now I need to go to the DMV, get a request a title, which will probably take another 6 weeks to get. So when you get it, you can upload it.
That's good. So what's something that a person could do right now immediately to begin to take action on, you know, taking care of this mountain of paperwork that we all have created in our lives?
They can sign up for the for an account on www.jazmine.com. That's JAZMINE.com, and start organizing. Start with a wallet, which is the easiest thing because you already have the things in there. It's in the software. It's just called Wallet. So you go in there. You can start with your name, your address, your phone number, your email, your driver's license, your credit cards, your insurance card, and so on. So that is just an easy place to start because you already have pretty much all that information readily available. And once you go past that, then you can go to legal if you already have your legal papers. If not, you can start with medical, which probably most people have some medical history, and go to finance and start putting in your bank account. So I would start with the wallet because that is the easiest place to start.
So I encourage everybody, go check out jazmine.com. That's JAZMINE.com. Get your life organized. Don't put it off. Get the things into a manageable format. And in the end, it'll make your life easier. Thanks so much for spending the time today with us, Jazmine. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Steve.
Jazmine Alexander and her upcoming best-selling book on Amazon. Now I want to talk to you for just a minute or two here before the show ends today. I want to make sure that you understand that I don't highlight these books only just because these people are awesome. I'm definitely not doing it to toot our own horn. I want to encourage you that you have a message, that there is situations, circumstances, and victories that have happened in your life that only you can share. Only you can give the perspective that only you have. That's the purpose and the point of us being here and on this earth, is to live our lives fully and to, as Sandra Yancey says all the time, lift as we climb. We've got to make sure that the people in our lives and that the people that should be in our lives are getting the best from us that we can. Because remember, you are uniquely brilliant. You were created for a purpose. The world needs you. Kathy and I are here to help you live every day of your life as a thriving entrepreneur.
Thanks for listening to Thriving Entrepreneur today. If you want to get your question answered, send an email to questions@wehelpyouthrive.com. We look forward to you joining us again next time.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Well, you'll be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to wehelpyouthrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.